Cosmic Shed.
You're listening to The Cosmic Shed, a show that explores the way science and storytelling collide.
We'll be talking about films, books, music, theatre, TV, and anything else that catches our curiosity, from rigorously accurate science fact to ridiculously speculative science fiction.
We don't want to nitpick, but to celebrate the ways science and art can complement and enrich each other.
Mostly, we just want to talk about nerdy things that make us happy.
We've decided to do all of this from a crumbling garden shed somewhere in suburban Bristol.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between. Hello, and welcome to The Cosmic Shed. It's just me, Andrew, in the shed today, and this is just a bit of a mini episode. I don't know about you, but with the news around the world at the moment, I'm looking for all the fun and escapism I can find. One of the many things that I love about the Force Awakens film is the removal of the helmet, revealing the person behind the stormtrooper. Last night I went to see a documentary called Elstree 1976, which is a look at what happens when you're an extra or a minor character in a huge cultural phenomenon like Star Wars. And afterwards, I managed to catch up with Laurie Good, who was one of those stormtroopers in the original Star Wars film. We'll be back very soon with a full episode on Arrival, but first, here's Laurie with his claim to fame.
I came in, it's probably the second or third day, I've got it written in my diary. I had an upset stomach, it must have been something I ate earlier on, or it was a hot summer, so, you know, I kind of like flies were flying around, and it was earlier on in the summer, but it was still hot. So you don't know if I had a dodgy breakfast or what, I don't know. But I kept going to the loo. I've been to the loo on and off about three or four times, taking the costume off, putting it back on again. And as soon as I get back onto the set, I want to go again. So I said to the assistant that I've got to go back on to the loo. He said, no, you're in shot, mate. You're in shot in this one. So we kind of like rehearsed it and then put the helmets on. And then I thought to myself, if I'm not careful here, I'm gonna pass wind and something else. So as they're recording, I've hit my head. And I stopped I stopped for a second and then I continued to walk round to the right because no one said cut. So I thought, well, I can't be in shot. The shot isn't wide enough for me to be in it. So I thought, well, that's handy. And then when it came out and I saw the stormtrooper banging his head, I thought, well, that has to be me, you know. So I've been telling the story all along. And it wasn't until I started doing conventions. The first convention that I did, I told the organisers that I was a guy that banged my head, thinking they'd think, oh, great, lovely. He said, oh, everyone's saying that. Everyone was banging their heads. I've heard that umpteen times. So I thought, well, I better keep quiet about it because I can't prove it. So, and then other people started saying it, and it's kind of like got to me a bit because I thought, well, they can't prove it and I can't prove it. But I think it's just sort of being opportunistic. And that's when I decided a couple of years ago to write this song.
Who was the stormtrooper who banged his head? So many claims unsubstantiated. Who was the stormtrooper who banged his brains? Nobody knows, the mystery remains. Old troopers held guns in their left hands. Was this a part of George's plans? If you reverse the negative from right to left,
I said I had an upset stomach, so I've been saying it for a couple of years, and then someone else said to me, oh, well, that's what Michael Eder said, he had an upset stomach. I've been saying, well, I thought I wasn't in shot, you know, and I told that story. And then a couple of years later, people say to me, oh, that's what Michael Eder said. So what I'm just saying, he's been repeating. There's a guy called Jamie Stangroom who works for the BBC. He's freelance there, youngish guy, he's probably about 29. And he's doing a documentary on the subject. And he's been doing it for about a year or so. He approached Michael Eder to say, would you like to take part in this documentary about the stormtrooper banged his head? He said, no, he said, I can't do it because I'm working on EastEnders, I'm the milkman on EastEnders, and EastEnders won't allow me to do any other work. But he didn't realise that Jamie was working for the BBC and had connections with the production office of EastEnders. So he rang them up and said, why won't you let Michael Leader do other work? And they said, well, he can do whatever he wants. There's no restriction. He's not under contract or anything. He can do exactly what he wants to do. So you kind of think, well, why did he shy away from it, you see? And I said, well, what did Michael Leader say to you when he told you about the experience of banging his head? He said, all he said was that I banged my head.
It sounds a bit dubious to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not here to defend himself. So.
No, he's not. He's died now, but poor guy.
So you have a claim to it. Did it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt. It was just kind of like, whoops, and wait for the World Cup, which didn't come. And I did this pop promo all about sitting around in a cafe. All the wars of the stars are over, and you've got an aging Princess Leia and an aging Luke Skywalker just sitting in the cafe drinking cups of tea. And I come in as a milkman and hit my head, and that was more painful because I really had to give it the full welly.
And when you're doing Star Wars, presumably you haven't got a clue that it's going to be what it is?
No one had. I don't think even George Lucas had a clue.
You obviously couldn't tell it was going to be big, but did you get any sense that it was being well made or anything?
No, it wasn't being well made. Well, the costumes were falling off all the time. You know, you run around and do something kind of like a bit strenuous, turn quickly and the costume would fall off. And you get a wardrobe assistant coming along, putting a safety pin up your bum and all that, you know, and a bit of gaffer tape here and there. And then the next sort of scene, when you're doing a bit of running, the same thing would happen. They would sort of like put it all back together again, and bits were falling, like your belts were falling off. So you kind of thought to yourself, well, not very well organised is the wrong word, but it seemed to be skimping on the money side of it.
And did you see it before the rest of us saw it?
No, when it came out.
Yeah. So you went to the cinema to watch it?
Yeah.
And was that a real surprise when you saw it then?
Well, when I saw that headbang, I thought, how could I miss that? Why can't they get that out? Yeah.
So you actually saw the head, that you hitting your head,
when
you first watched. I suppose you were looking for it, because I watched it, I
wasn't looking for it, but I remember the scene, and I was in that scene, and I thought, that's got to be me.
Okay, listen, I'm sold completely, it was definitely you.
Yeah, it's me, but George, if you're listening, give me a ring, or get in touch with me through Facebook. Recorded years ago with different lyrics. I thought it's a Christmas song, so I thought, well, I could turn this into a sort of Stormtrooper Christmas song. So, somewhere in space beyond Orion, Christmas takes place, but not for someone. Darth Vader has taken his wife. Now he's living a life of strife. There's a Stormtrooper living alone this Christmas. He can't believe that his boss, dressed in black, has taken his wife and won't bring her back. As he decks his trees with lights, all he's got is lonely nights. There's a Stormtrooper living alone this Christmas.
The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.